Officers, can we talk? I'm doing great, sirs. How are you?
Let me, I talked to you a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you remember.
Let me put my sign down. I'm sorry, sir?
I talked to you a couple weeks ago.
Hey, yeah, how's it going? Good to see you. My name's Tupo, so they called on us, right?
Yeah. So I didn't feel the need to...
Yeah, I appreciate that. I came over, I wanted to make contact. So we're staying on the sidewalk, we're not blocking their entrance, we'll be moving around, we don't have any plans. I want to give you a gospel card.
Yep.
You already got one.
Yep.
We don't have any plans going inside, we're not welcome inside. I have a question.
Sure.
I have an amp. Small amp.
Yeah.
You guys have an amp law. I preached here with my amp and I've never had a problem. I don't want it to be a problem.
Yeah, the amp, it would probably be a no because of... Just based on the decibel readings last time you were over, this is a lot quieter than the event before. I can already tell you it's going to be
Those decibel readings, are they for all hours of the day? But don't they usually tip like after 9 p.m. and all that kind of stuff?
Amount,
oh, yeah, now I remember you. Yep. Hey, this is the guy, he decibeled me. Yeah. Do you remember what we did? I stood back and you decibeled my voice.
Yep. So you were good.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it has to do with ambient noise.
Okay.
If it's nighttime, it's for, they shorten the duration.
Yeah.
Obviously,
because
people are trying to sleep.
Sure, yeah.
Daytime, you can do it for a longer period of time, but the decibel meter still can't go over 7 decibels above ambient noise.
Yeah. So I brought it out because I thought, now, what if I'm like on the downtown corner, can I turn it on, just keep it on medium or low, just to offset the car noise?
It can't be obviously louder than ambient noise.
From what you showed me, it's about half.
Okay, well, it's just... But it's going to be for like 10 minutes, so I don't know if that's going to do you any good.
It's only what?
It's for like 10 to 15 minutes, so if it's beyond that, it's technically a noise violation.
What if I'm moving? I agree. I won't use it here because the music is not, but I mean, you got a lot of car traffic.
I understand. The reason we're standing here is because I saw you, and I'm like, he's on a public sidewalk.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And
I know you got no lawful reason to even approach me.
I wasn't going to approach it. I was just making sure that every time I've talked to you, you've been decent with me.
Yeah.
People have called in and said that there's been swearing and stuff. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to stand here and see if he's badgering.
You guys got time? I have my entire preach on body cam. You will not hear one swear word out of me. What was the last one? I was chasing children down the street. You know, it's like, come on.
So I was just standing here to say, just see if there's any arguing or anything.
I saw
like
you. I wanted to come over and make contact. I wanted to ask about this, so I won't use it.
Yep.
Did I have another question?
I mean,
I don't think I did.
Can I just say something? I understand what you're doing, and I think it's awesome you're exercising your First Amendment rights and talk about what you believe in and everything.
Right.
You know as well as anyone that what you're going to say is going to offend people who don't have the same beliefs
as you.
And sometimes that invites problems.
Right.
So just, I'm not saying that you don't know. I'm sure
Did they kill Jesus?
I understand
Did they kill
that.
Paul?
But I'm just saying you do invite people to be.
Yeah.
And I don't know how aggressive some people are. Some people get really aggressive.
I've already been beat up for the gospel.
Okay.
I know about it. So I know. One day I'll probably be killed for it. I've asked God for a good death, which means I'm not a kamikaze Christian.
Right.
But I've just said, Lord, give me a good death.
Right.
So we're doing what God commanded us to do.
Yeah.
And as you guys do your police duties and you look around the culture and you see all the drugs and all the crime and all this, I want you to realize something. That's the fruit of America that has 250 years of denominational religion, which tells people, go to God on Sunday and do this in a church service, and then you go live like the world, and the kids grow up seeing the hypocrisy, and they choose drugs and all kinds of porn and flesh and everything rather than following Christ.
Right.
And so what makes it all worth it, I got to deal with you guys, and I love you guys. My wife just talked to a young man who's 20.
Mm-hmm.
I went and talked to him. He's going, you know what? I got a lot of problems in my life. He goes, man-made religion doesn't do anything for me.
Right.
And I said, you know what's going to do something for you?
Yeah.
Repenting and following Christ, be born again, and he empowers you. He goes, man, I'm glad I met you. I got to think about it. This is why we go. We go for the sheep, and everybody else, a lot of them get mad and get angry.
I understand.
The problem is, they got to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
You notice, I don't like what's going on in there.
Sure.
Do you see me trying to stop it?
Nope.
No. And so they come out and try to stop it.
I think that on both sides of the coin, people have the right to say whatever they want as long as it's peaceful.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, I mean, I'm a Christian, and I believe in conversations about religion and Christ and everything. I just want to make sure there isn't any aggressive, and I, like I said, every time I've talked to you, that's never been the case that I've seen.
When
so
you
I
say aggressive, you mean like physical?
Physical or just verbally swearing and stuff, because I haven't heard it, so that's, and you don't seem like that type of guy.
No.
Awesome.
No, I'm a born again.
You're more about having a discussion about faith and things.
I gave that up. See, I used to be a drunk and a fighter, I gave all of that up to serve Christ, and now the young man's coming back. Praise God. A lot of them, when they say they're coming back, they don't.
Right.
I said, you come back and talk to my young brother, who's a Lutheran, this young man is, and he's going to come talk to him. So, yeah, I appreciate that. Test your religious faith.
So what I'm trying to say is I promote discussions.
Yeah.
I don't think it's smart to be aggressive. So I haven't seen you be aggressive, and you don't seem like
when
that.
When people get in my face, I say, you need to go away, and I back up. They get in my face. I turn around. They get in my face, and here's what I usually say to them. I say this. When they're getting in my face, they're blocking me, they're grabbing my sign. I say, is what you're doing lawful?
Right.
I go, you're on body cam.
Right.
Somebody's going to call the police. I don't tell them I will because I prefer not to.
Right.
Somebody sees an altercation. They call you guys, and you show up, and you see a guy blocking my step.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I go, officer, I don't want any problems.
And that's just our job is just to make sure that stays on that peaceful
path. Oh, yeah, yeah. But again, it's always going to make people mad.
Oh,
I mean, I say the most innate things, and it makes people mad.
Right.
People are mad. You want to know what the truth is? I can come out and not even preach and hold a gospel
sign.
Do you know the atheists come up and hate me and say, get out of here?
Yep.
I'm sure if I showed up without a gospel sign, they'd say, what are you doing standing there in your tunic? Get out of here.
Yep.
No matter what you do, because see, this is the kingdom of Satan.
Yep.
And the kingdom of God is in spirit and truth.
I understand.
What was your name, sir?
My name's Tupos.
Tupos.
Tupos, yep.
Officer Clayson.
And what was your name?
Justin.
Justin and
Sam.
Sam.
Yep. Nice to meet you guys. I'm going to let you get back to work.
I'm going
to
give them a call, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And just let them know that as long as you guys are on the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're not using that and being.
Oh, no. Yeah, yeah. I won't use it.
Or anything.
And there's some people I run across that don't understand that they're inviting people to be aggressive and so.
Well, I'm not your typical street preacher.
I understand. I'm just,
if you go on the internet, you're going to see guys yelling at people, calling them homos, whores, drunkards. That's not me.
I just don't want to
preach the gospel.
I don't want to. If we ever have to come back later and your nose is bleeding, you're going to ask us why. I'm going to be like, well, this is the reason why.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
so.
Well, first of all, no word should incite violence.
Right.
You know that.
Well.
Oh, come on.
I'm not saying it.
Oh,
I'm
come
not,
on.
I'm saying that the world we
help
live in.
Help me, officer. No words should incite violence.
Violence all the time. I've been working 8.5 years and words can incite violence all
but
the time.
Should they?
No. No, they should.
So is anyone ever justified to punch you, a police officer, in the face?
No.
No. So why would you?
I'm just saying that things
careful.
Happen.
Watch out there.
Because
what that is if you say you're a Christian, I love you. If you say you're a Christian, what that does is that lowers the truth to please men. Acts 5:29, Peter said, we will obey God, not men.
I'm just saying the world as it is, that's what happens.
But Jesus
happens.
Said, I send you out like sheep among wolves. See, what happens to the church system? The church system is doing Sunday church.
Right.
They don't go forth and preach the gospel. It's why the world is going to hell and ready for judgment.
I just want to make sure we're on the same page about what can happen, and you seem to fully know.
If somebody gets mad at me, wants to come up and punch me in the face, I'm willing to deal with it.
I
probably won't even call the police. Somebody else will, because I'm not interested in pressing charges.
Okay.
I think we got to be careful about that because, like I said, if you claim to be a Christian, there's only one God, one truth, one word, and we have to be careful because we know the truth offends.
Yep.
Jesus was
Jesus.
And if we water the truth down so far, we don't offend anybody. You're like all the church systems that don't teach the truth that can't save you.
I wasn't saying it wasn't going to be offensive. I'm just saying that as long as you understand that it is, then we're out.
You know how many years I've been doing this? I got beat up at a Baptist church on the public sidewalk by two armed security guards.
At a
Baptist church.
Really?
They took my phone. They took my signs.
Where was that at?
Tennessee.
Really?
And I've been through so much, I could write a book and nobody would believe it.
Sure.
Because the world is evil and it hates the gospel. And you know who my worst enemies are? Not you, but man-made religion.
Sure.
The pastors hate me.
Are you guys from the Wisconsin area?
Originally, we had a place in central Wisconsin. Then we sold everything and we had a place down in central Missouri. And I really got the call to say, you know what? Well, time is short. We sold everything we own. We live in a little camper van.
Okay.
So we're van dwellers and we support ourselves. We don't take anybody's money and we just travel all over the country.
Okay.
And my young brother's up here and I'm up here helping him. He's learning how to street preach.
Okay.
He's going to be moving on too.
Okay.
But we just travel all over, do this all over the country.
We've been doing it for years. Recently, I didn't know if you guys had ties to the area or something.
Oh, no. We don't belong to any religious group, any denomination. We believe that all the denominations.
I meant like family or friends that because.
Yeah. We believe that the denominations were all started by man, and Jesus said in Mark 7, you cannot worship God in man-made traditions like Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. These are man-made traditions.
Mm-hmm.
You have to worship in spirit and truth.
Sure.
And my website is all designed to help you, and if I can ever help you guys in that.
All right, good.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Yep, take care.
Thank you. So the event called the police on us, and I saw them observing. They had no legal right to come and engage me, and they knew that. So I went up and talked to them, and it was an officer that knows us. That's awesome. And he just said, you know the risk. People could get mad. So, yeah, I know the risk. And so the other officer got a gospel card. So all good. Peace with all men if possible. And so that's what we did there today with the police officers. We love them, and we appreciate their service.